Alright, boys, we ready?
Yeah, let me finish putting my gun up in case.
Yeah, just in case.
I dropped the ball.
Just in case some degens decide to want to come around here. You got
up
your
country.
Up country.
Just be like, you say something, me bitch.
That's a great way to start the show too. Cause I've been recording. Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, we are sweet.
I'm not even sure what the heck we can call this.
Letterkenny episode 1 review.
There we go.
That's season 9, episode 1.
Season 9, episode 1.
Came out December 26th. It is now the 26th.
Came out today.
Came out today.
I think the plan is to do... And not spoil it for each other, either. Like,
no.
We're not going to watch it besides once a week. And then we're going to do a review of every episode once a week.
So, spoilers are coming. Incoming.
For episode 1.
You have had an all day to watch this.
That all day, you had it the entire season. The entire season's out. So, if it's... I honestly kind of could watch the entire season.
Oh, no. If it wasn't for...
This first episode was extra damn
good. If it wasn't for me, I would have had the whole season watched prior to
this.
If it wasn't for this.
Oh, yeah.
But we figured out what happened to... was it Dirks?
Dirks.
The
Yank.
The Yank. He got his ass kicked. As he should.
But it didn't show any footage.
Yeah, it didn't show the fight.
How
kind of
was
the
time skip? It was like a week.
It time skipped, though. It didn't show the fight.
It time skipped like later on that day, like an hour after.
Yeah.
So we're at that. Spoiler, diner. At the diner. Yeah, just worry about now. Spoilers are happening in 3, 2, 1, boom, yeah.
Which, if you want to watch it with us like this one a week, if you want to do that, I don't want to release this Sunday. I want to release it a different day if we can, because I don't want to release both our episodes
exactly.
In one day.
This will probably come out on Tuesday.
Yeah, so let's do like a Tuesday, and we'll do this every single Tuesday for, how many, did you see how many episodes
seven.
There was?
Seven episodes.
So seven.
The next 7 weeks.
Seven
There's
episodes?
Only seven episodes?
There is.
Yeah, it's
probably because of COVID.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. Might be.
I know a bunch of shows got.
But
I mean, they usually have eight anyways, so.
I mean, this one was like 5 minutes longer than
this was a 30-minute one.
The next one's also gonna be a 30-minute one as well.
Right,
so I mean, I've seen like what the ones are come up. I didn't read anything to it, but that freaking the diner scene, whoever the jacked up swole dude that's American,
that's Dirk's cousin. That's Dirk's cousin.
They fucked with his head, which was great.
He didn't know what the fuck.
Yeah,
he was just so confused.
Squirrely dad. He's like, hey. And he's like, can you give me some more gravy, please?
He could give a fuck less about fighting those dudes. He just would have got some goddamn gravy.
That was
out of everything that was said, my favorite was when Derry called him a balloon animal. Because he's a big dude.
They all look like I love this show because like they do like it's a stereotypical American douchebag and they portray it very well.
Oh, they do.
100%.
Very well.
My favorite part was the whole time in the diner. Everybody's just arguing with those Americans, and Wayne is just sitting, staring across from him with his arms crossed, not even looking at him, and just talking all shit.
Are you fucking here, bud?
He's like, here's the hair, bud.
Yeah, because it's funny, because like, even like the skids, Roland and Stuart are like, oh, show us mercy, please.
Oh,
God, that fucking fight scene, though.
Stuart cracks my ass up. That's the best part of the whole episode.
McMurray's got his hat on backwards. And he pushes that dude's head down, and then he flips it the right way, and he turns around and hits another
dude. He just puts his fist up.
Yeah,
this
is so stupid.
When Roland's on that guy's back, got him in a chokehold, and Stewart's just there pretending he's choking him.
That's the best part of the whole episode.
Oh, without a doubt, it was...
Dude, Stewart cracks my ass
up. I thought it was great when Squirrely Dan was right chasing that guy with the damn chair.
Jason Motherfucker.
The big diner chair over his head.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't have been surprised because when you see the three American guys, one of them is Katie.
That's the Army. It was the United States Army and then the Canadian, whatever their branch
police,
was, what they called themselves. Like military police, wasn't it?
Something like that.
I think so.
Something they're military.
Honestly, I was expecting like Joint Boy and Tyson to show up too.
I was hoping they would. Yeah.
I was going to ask about that, but I forgot.
Because they didn't make it. They weren't on the final episode of season 8. I don't think they were they would have been at the diner. Anyway.
Hopefully they're still in the show.
I hope so too. Cause I
sure they are. There's
Joint
no way.
I really like Joint Boy.
Joint Boy is awesome.
Tyson looks like Vin Diesel.
He does look like Vin Diesel. He has some sick ass tattoos as well. But I thought it was when they were the spies thing with like the teeth.
Oh yeah,
that was fucking good. About what they put him in the nipples and they have me suck. Like, I really don't.
He's like, normally when I suck teats, like, it's not like that. He's like giving Jonesy's giving examples of how he sucks all of them.
And then Riley just leans over and acts like he's holding it.
What's surprising with them two characters, like, that's exactly probably what happened.
They dated
Riley,
Katie at the same time.
Riley probably held the tit, Jonesy sucked it.
He said, my mouth is, like, not normally open when I suck on teats, so how would it get a good picture?
And I don't like him, but McMurray's face the entire time in that scene is fucking priceless.
Why don't you like McMurray?
I love McMurray.
I think he's fucking
hilarious.
Know.
He is hilarious.
I just don't like him.
Oh, I'll say, if you've never watched it, they have, like, cutouts, like, bloopers of the show, basically. And I cannot recall which one it is, but if you're watching one of them, you probably will watch all of them. There's one McMurray's doing all his different accents. Dude is incredibly talented.
Probably a good actor.
But the fact that's what they use him for is goofy. Like, he goes through the line like 15 different accents, super good job, but they make him play a guy who talks like this. I'm like, that's ridiculous!
That was fucking good.
It's ridiculous! Like, the dude has talent, and he's that.
That was talent right there.
That was really good how you just pulled that out of that rabbit. God, James is fucking dying over there.
I'm gonna start just randomly talking like McMurray.
That was perfect too. That's the worst part. I was done.
Right, like, real question is, where were they at that final scene? Like the final like setting area? Because it looked like
they were talking about a guy's sister's wedding.
That's what it looked like.
Oh,
okay.
They were talking about that.
Yeah, it was one of the Yankees.
Oh, that's when they first walked in and they were talking about
they're just like going back and forth with each other.
And this is what they're going to do that night, which it's kind of probably what they did.
That makes sense.
Also, really, like they were talking about having the camera in the wiener hole. What did they call it? He said something about going around and getting blows, and he was like, he said, blowjob for you is a blowjob for your country.
He said, who wouldn't want to get a blowjob while serving their country?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Because that's what McMurray looks like in the thing. He goes...
The dude looks around at the dance floor. He's like, there's a lot of hot girls out there. Let's go get some pictures taken.
While they're all shirtless.
That's good.
At some point, should we be shirtless in a bar?
No.
I have before. I'm not going to do it again.
When were you shirtless in
the
bar?
This was a while back.
I'm very curious.
I shouldn't. It was like Kelly's one night.
I mean, I feel like I could.
I think it was just me.
Almost pulled off.
I think it was just me and Chaz there.
It was one night we were walking to Kelly's when Nordy's and he had a shirt off. Got smacked him in the back.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny.
Street justice.
There was another part.
I've done it multiple times. But then, so the main cast, when they were up at the bar, and they were talking about, said, you got your rum and cokes? He said, no, these are Ryan Cokes. They're called whiskey and cokes, Ryan Cokes. I'm now
doing. No, rum and cokes are Ryan Cokes.
No, rye is a type of whiskey.
Okay, never mind then.
You have rye, which is a type of whiskey. Then you have bourbon. Then you also have... I should know more. I just not thought about it. I know rye. Like, there's like a rye crown. There's different types of rye.
All I know is from watching the show, I've picked up on a lot of lingo that I've been using a lot.
Yeah. And it does not fit the Midwest.
No, it doesn't. We'll bring it here. It kind of fits it. Because it's like from the Canadian... Midwest.
That's really like what. That is what's funny about Letterkenny though, because like it kind of reminds me of like, not really like St. Joe, but it seems like a small Midwest town. It really kind of does like the just a little different flavor.
Think of it as like
maybe like King City or something.
Kind of.
It kind of has that feel. I seem like
because there's one bar they always go to. There's one little dining hall they always go to. There's one liquor store they always go to. Is that one convenience store?
Oh, because my boss is from Conception, Missouri. And it's right outside Maryville, very small.
Oh, yep, I know, I've been through Conception.
And it's funny, because, like, when he talks about, like, his hometown and stuff, I think of Letterkenny, because it's, like, and they actually capture, like, pretty well. Like, it's pretty funny. Like, when he starts talking about stuff, like, I always relate it to Letterkenny. And then I feel bad, because I, like, laugh a little bit. He gets mad when I talk about him on the podcast all the time, too, but he'll be over it.
He'll be fine. Does he watch the show?
Sometimes. We'll see. If he watches
my thing about the show, no fucking way is it scripted.
No, that's a thing.
There's just no way.
I don't know how it could be.
Dude. Because if you watch just the first episode of season 9 alone, all the banter and all the shit that they do, all the arguments, it's just boom, 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 boom.
Katie's intro?
Yes.
No, that was not scripted at all. Like, there's no way you can't convince me. Like, all those Yankees walk in there and were running their mouths, all them, like, big buff dudes, and they just kept chirping.
Literally.
It was like 6 minutes. Like, this sounds so stupid.
That literally went 6 minutes long, and, like, I actually was getting, like, what they were saying was good. It was golden. It was priceless. But the fact that they keep on doing that, I honestly, at some point...
Boom.
Some point, I think, the way that we watch
you're
kind
of like, is this ever going to go?
We're going to start doing that at times. We're going to start, like, chirping like that, and it's either going to get us in really good, bad trouble, or...
Really good, bad trouble?
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, too.
Yeah, Zach's strapped now.
With a fucking slingshot of all things.
Thank you again, Craig.
No problem. I got me a stompy.
Yeah, but yeah, before this, jeez, that is really loud.
Yeah.
We started watching Letterkenny, we exchanged our gifts because it was 'tis the season.
But yeah, if you want to hear more about that, listen to the main podcast.
Very true. Very true.
Yes.
But yeah, Letterkenny season 9 is it started off really good. I'm
excited. I want to keep watching, but I want to do this 7-week deal. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, do we all want to go around and rate the episode out of 10?
Sure.
I'd give it an 8. It was pretty dope. Could have been more fights, but
That's also the thing. I think it was season 4, season 5. There really wasn't many scraps at all. Yeah.
And the fights are so ridiculous.
Because there was back then, earlier seasons, Wayne was like, fuck, I didn't think there would be another fucking scrap coming anytime soon.
That was right after we started dating Rosie, right?
I think so.
The first time?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, because I remember that.
Because that was after, like, the big fucking Indian and all that with Tannis. Yeah. That was, like, right after all the natives got introduced.
Mm-hmm. Which the natives are freaking hilarious. No, but,
Does Tannis ever come back, actually?
Tannis?
She's in season 8.
She was in, like, the Christmas one and everything.
Yeah, good episode.
She wasn't in that one, though.
We can do Three Wise Men during our regular podcast, by the way, boys.
Honestly, what is Three Wise Men? I feel like I should know this.
American whiskey, Irish whiskey, and I think Canadian whiskey.
And what American...
The shop.
What do you have? Because I have...
I just have spiced rum.
That's not Three Wise Men. Crown's Canadian whiskey.
Is it?
Fuck, you should have said something. Because that bullet I have is American with the American bourbon, close enough. That's Canadian, and then Irish whiskey. I think like Jameson or something.
I think I'd have to have a spit after that. I know.
Zach don't do Jameson anymore.
I'd be having a spit. My brother's giving me a bottle. I'm going to hop back up on that horse.
You're Jameson?
Zach, what do you do after you got... What happens when that horse throws you off?
Get right back on.
But yeah, no. I'll agree with Zach on this. 8 out of 10. Except the fight scenes are great. It ended with another fight scene because of the skids...
So hijacked the music,
started playing their stuff.
They hijacked the music at a wedding reception.
And it's funny too, because some random person was like, what the fuck?
Literally, that dude was not the episode.
There wasn't even noise either. Like, you could just see him, what?
And he's so pissed.
I'm excited for season 9.
They got the fucking Stuart and Rolly, and they're just in there back to back with their arms crossed, like, yeah, this is our shit. Everybody's all pissed.
Well, Stumpy's got a safety.
You're gonna need that, boy.
My rate, my bad, I didn't mention it.
I
would have said 7 because, safe. A, this is the first episode I've watched in a long time. I stopped watching after. I don't remember her name, actually. It was when was getting fucked around on by that one blonde chick.
Do what? Wayne? Yeah. You talking about Mary Fred?
Yeah. I stopped watching after that.
They went to Quebec.
Oh, the French people.
Yeah.
They all wear the same blue flannel.
I think it was like season what, 5 or 6, I think.
I'm
6.
Like, I legitimately like finished this show. I was still in college when I finished this show. So I think I finished it before April. I finished this show, I would say probably like February.
I started this show 2 weeks ago. I'm already on my second watch through of it.
Because I remember being in college and watching Letterkenny, and like every break I'd get between classes, like I'd just watch me some Letterkenny. Because it's like 20-minute episodes, just knocking them out.
And it's so funny. And like, legit, it's just so funny.
I'd just be
funny.
Like sitting there, and like, I don't even remember, Potter Hall, like waiting for my next class to start. And I'd just watch like 3 episodes of Letterkenny, laughing my ass off by like the little food market there. People would walk by and be like, what the fuck are you doing? But
get this man a puppers.
I was watching the hell out of it, but I
have a puppers.
I'm giving 8 out of 10. I agree.
I want to try puppers badly.
I've heard it's literally like Miller Lite. It's just it's a pilsner. We can get some though.
No, I tried because I was gonna get you that for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know when I looked into it previously before everyone else was into it, and I thought about it, but I was like, it'd literally be a joke for me, and it wouldn't even be that cool. So
I looked at their store, like the actual Letterkenny store, and I think about getting a Shore jersey.
I've seen them. They're cool.
That'd be funny.
They're cool. We ain't even got to that part of the show.
What?
When Shorzy's playing hockey.
He's
so fucking funny.
I hope Shorzy comes back. Because, I mean, of course, they're going to Riley Jones.
There's no way. They're still playing hockey. He's got to be in there. If he's not in there, I'll be very disappointed. But I'd say 8 out of 10. But honestly.
There's a lot of characters missing from the first episode.
Well, they're in America.
Glenn. Yeah, they are in America. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love Glenn.
like the real people?
No, like they went to America to like beat that dude up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they ended the season.
Yeah, Dirks is the Yank that was.
He told me he was. He told me he was American.
Who's the one that not told on him? I think no, it was the French chick to Wayne.
It was Mary Fred went and told Wayne.
Yeah, because Wayne was banging Rosie.
Yeah, while that happened, and Rosie walked by in her panties. It was pretty dope because Rosie's really hot.
Uh huh.
She's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. She ain't even hot. She's
hot. Gorgeous.
No, she's
all of the above. Besides mine.
Well, I get 8 out of 10.
All right, boys.
I was secretly hoping that Wayne was going to get beat up by Dirk. So I just really thought that would like put a new element to the show. But I mean, it's also fine that way. I was just like secretly hoping, because that really like just like changes so drastically. So they could like go to a deal like back at the beginning when Wayne like had people show up at his house to fight him and stuff, where he'd be like fighting people again to try
Angela
to gain.
Lane, wait, don't come up the drive.
Yeah, like trying to gain more cred. Yep. Like I would have loved that.
That was fucking.
That's priceless. What I was really hoping that would happen. I was hoping he'd beat him up so that way I'd go back through the progression of Wayne like becoming tough again. Because when he was like with Angie at the beginning and he didn't fight no more, and then he beat up the guy who was picking on Alexander.
Yep, the douche.
I can't even remember the dude's name. I don't think I was in the show ever again, was he?
No, they just talked about him a handful of times, but that's it.
But yeah, that's where I'm at with it. I still think it's very good.
Had the Justin Bieber eyes.
Yeah, I really hope they
look at me, Wayne.
Yeah, well, that's McMurray.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, he's like, look at me, look at me. Because that's the first. Oh my god, I love like fuck. It's probably like season 8 when you see Alexander again. They walk in the bathroom. He's like, there's shit on the outside of the toilet. He's talking like that.
The funniest McMurray moment is the fucking codes, where he's in the bathroom with the codes, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it's about the dude pissing while
his
iPad.
My
and they're like, what
God.
Could be so important that a feller couldn't quit pissing for his iPad?
No, I was laughing my ass off. I don't know why.
And then like Wayne and Rosie talk about it later, and he's talking about how the guy had codes for the president, and a nuke needed set off at that exact moment, but it was actually a false call, and it was just a test to make sure he was alert, and that's why there wasn't no nuke, but that's what the point of it was.
Good gosh, this I love this show. I'm glad honestly. You guys. Not you didn't force me to watch it. You're like, watch
I
it.
I forced Jay to watch
Jay
it.
Jay got forced to watch it.
Jay had 3 months of us just talking about Letterkenny until he was like, one night he just got pissed off, watched it. He texted me, he's like, this show's actually pretty good.
So fucking funny.
Let's call this Crack a Review on Letterkenny.
I'm down. Let's go for it.
Crack an egg.
Let's go for it.
Well, Pepper's Review.
No, because we aren't reviewing Peppers, though.
We're and also, cracking an we egg. Will tweet this out.
We're cracking an egg, but you can't.
We will tweet this out. And kind of my take on this, let's keep this separate from the podcast in terms of interaction, I guess. But if there's, like, anything, like, any moment in the show maybe you wanted us to talk about, whatever it might be that has to do with Letterkenny, like, shoot it that way. Let's do it. And then, like, if we can't get some Peppers, let's try to get some Gus and Brew.
Ooh, and one thing.
Fuck, boys, I try Gus and Brew.
If you do listen to this and you... Like, do finish season 9? Don't fucking spoil nothing.
Yeah,
for us.
Don't spoil it for
yeah,
us.
Don't spoil it.
This is a dick move.
We're going. That's why we're putting this out on Tuesday. So don't be a fucking spoil anything.
You can talk about like seasons, the moment. Yeah, like Travis said, the seasons building up and all the moments to it. Even talk about episode 1.
It's gonna be really hard for me. I know for a fact, going week by week, just watching one episode. But then again, I think that's how Hulu should have done it. At least one episode a week.
Yeah, I know. But.
Is what it is.
But boys, this was a good first.
I want you to know.
First 7.
You can't buy Gus and Brew.
How about this?
He's looking it up.
How about this? Letterkenny is on close to Toronto, which is close to Buffalo. Let's make a trip to Buffalo. They have to. At some point, we should try to make a trip to Buffalo. Not go to Letterkenny, because I think we have to get some passports, I believe, that way.
Jessie's from Buffalo. She can take us there.
Is she really?
Yeah.
This is perfect.
Fuck, boys.
Funny, was I have a scrap?
I'd fucking have a scrap too. At some point,
it's actually, it's really funny. Oh, they're frat guys. There's some guys I know who went up to Michigan, like up on like North End Michigan, and that was like right after they got into Letterkenny. Because one of my buddies, Dalton, was real big in it. And it's his brother, and they like thought it was really funny because they went up there and like they were like trying to chirp at people and be funny. And he's like, "Damn, people are fucking clever up there, man." Cause all the people for like the Canadian accent and shit, they were up there trying to like chirp at him and stuff, and them guys were fucking with him pretty hard. It sounded fun.
But. All right, boys. That was a good review.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go watch this fucking Raiders game. Watch Miami. Let's Crackin' watch Tua throw for 400 yards.
Hold us out, McMurray's voice.
Don't look at me. I can't do it. I love it. You can put me on the spot. I can't do it.
The first time we did it was fucking
good. That was fucking good. All right.
You'd be like, fuck, Jay. There's so much fucking cunt running around those parts.
That will do it.